ABC Radio Australia.
People in Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands are falling increasingly prey to loan sharks. That's where money lending businesses offer informal finance, but charge massive interest rates and catch some borrowers in a never-ending debt cycle. As Chris and Rita Amanu Leong reports, it's a murky area with limited regulation.
Moneylender Nikki Pawn Helen has heard all the reasons on why his clients need extra cash.
House price, emergency funds, someone is sick, they're sick, the car needs to be repaid, shopping for house, customary obligations, there's a bride price coming up, customer coming up, and they need to put some money in.
With cost of living pressures rising and high inflation, there isn't any quick fix.
It's very hard to sustain yourself with just your salary. You need multiple sources of income. And if you have one source of income, although you make a lot of money and you do not have an emergency fund or your savings to rely on, your next best option is to rely on an informal lender. And that's where I come in.
In Papua New Guinea, it's known as dinau. In Solomon Islands, it's called kaun. But the process is the same no matter the language. A money lender provides funds to a borrower with an agreed interest rate to be repaid after a period of time. And the rates can be very, very high.
I don't take installments. I take full payments. So if I give you 1,000 kina now, you've got 2 weeks. You've got a fortnight to pay me back. At an interest rate of 40%. So 40% of the principal that you've loaned added on is what you repay me within 2 weeks' time, within the space of 2 weeks' time. So you've got 14 days to give me back that money. If it lapses, then I add back that 40% of the principal. So if you borrow 1,000 from me now, you owe me 1,400 in 2 weeks' time.
According to Papua New Guinea's Research Institute, more than 80% of PNG's population depends on informal semi-subsistence sources of food and income, and only 25% have a bank account. It's a common story in neighboring Solomon Islands, as the country's most recent national financial inclusion strategy shows.
Uptake of formal credit is low in the Solomon Islands, although studies show there exists a demand for it. According to PFIP research, borrowing by unbanked adults is high at 60%, mostly serviced by shops, friends, family, and moneylenders.
On the streets in Honiara, people say it's become part of their life.
I owe money in the form of goods from the nearby canteen and betel nut from the seller. It's a common practice that I'm used to.
Once I know I don't have enough money to buy food for dinner, I'll borrow some money. At least 100 Solomon dollars is enough for me to pay back.
Easy for me to change myself.
Dr. Alice Pollard is the founder of the West Areare Rokotani Keni Association, a savings club for rural women. She says Pacific Islanders need to learn about living within their means.
We spend a lot on essentials like food, transport, power, utilities, rental. So the cost of living far exceeds what we earn. But I would argue here that if women learn how to manage, because I see no problem with earning. We earn, but we do not manage. We do not save.
She says saving money is an art form, and people often see you differently if you're not meeting financial obligations.
It's not easy to save, especially when you need it today. But with the saving skills one of us can develop within us, is that even though we need it very much, we can teach ourselves to put aside $2, $5 every time we earn. I have people criticize me and call me funny names because of my response. But I think for me to be able to pay my children's school fees, I must do what I do. They know, and it's good to disagree on situations where we think it's beyond us, rather than in Ilaya and Kokaun.
The sector is generally unregulated, and for Mr. Pohon Helen, the flexibility of being in the informal sector is his motivating factor. He says sometimes he feels bad about charging high interest rates, even encourages his clientele to save. And according to Mr. Pohon Helen, if he wasn't doing it, someone else would, and the business is a risk he's willing to take.
It is not illegal, because there's no authority body that we come under. Because I'm lending to someone informally, but I do have contracts and paperwork in place that's stating that you will have to repay me. And I'm not just loaning to anybody. I'm loaning to people with high-end jobs. They've got the money. They've got the ability to pay it back. So if we lose out and lose money, whoever's borrowed for me, I cannot report them to the debtors committee. Whereas if I was a bank, I'd be able to blacklist them to borrow from any other person.